But you're putting the inaccessible lots in front.
I mean, I think that's fair. I don't think you can buy a lot anywhere for less than $500.
I don't think so either.
You can't buy a lot over there that's halfway decent for under five.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can buy those real cheap ones for three.
Yes, and I guess the question would be like, if we're adjusting the values to 500 on all of these, on the ones that we're adjusting, to just give the BOE numbers, like all of these at 500.
Well, we need to explain to him what we plan to do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then tell him we're just going to make a mass motion. If he doesn't feel it's fair, then take us on up. Okay. All right. Let's get a hold of him at. All right. Steve, David Akers, BOE.
Yes,
you got a minute?
Yes.
Okay. Steve, Jerry took a lot of time to go through each one of these properties, and I'm going to kind of have her explain to you what we've been through, kind of what her analysis was and her numbers and things like that, and I think the board is inclined to agree with what she's doing. So I want her to explain to you what she has done, and then obviously you don't like it. Obviously, the tax commission is a possible place, but you know, certainly I want to hear from you if there's something that you feel is not appropriate. Okay?
Okay.
Hi, Steve. Okay, so
can you hear her?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Barely.
Let me get a little bit closer. Is that better? Better?
Yeah, a little better.
Better? Okay. So we went through all of these, and I agree with you. Some of these are inaccessible and don't have roads to them and that type of thing. So I went through every single property, and out of the properties that we had, there were 29 that we discussed that we felt were definitely properties that it's going to be quite a while before they get developed. And so as a board, we felt that setting the appraised value of those at $500, because we felt like there's really nothing in that area that you can actually purchase for under $500, would be the appropriate number to put on all those so we can make a mass motion on those. There were a couple that I found that, looking at the neighbors' properties, one of them, has an appraised value of $9,400, and everything around it was $3,763, so we felt like we could adjust that one. And one that was assessed for 29 cents a square foot, and everything around it was assessed at 3 cents a square foot, so we feel like we can adjust that one down. When you take those numbers just on the ones that we're adjusting, Steve, that would bring your appraised values down right at $100,000. And then
for the properties
in total that we would do on that. Then the other properties that were on here, in looking at the appraised values of everything that else was around them, they were right in line. Everything around them was priced exactly the same, and so those we felt pretty much needed to stay the same, and are in areas that do look to believe to be something that could be developed, because there's houses on each side or across the street or behind it. So the properties, the roads are there, that type of thing. So that's kind of how we went through, or that's how I went through this, and then I just shared this data with the rest of the board members, and they've looked at the pictures. I brought the pictures in so they could see all the properties, and so we have all looked at that. Do you have any questions on that?
You're saying there's how many that you have is unbuildable?
29.
From my 41.
Correct.
Okay. agree with that part, but...
Okay, Steve, this might help a little bit. Basically, in a nutshell, all the properties that have the same price around them, you know, per lot, basically we're putting those to make sure you are treated consistently with the rest of those people. In other words, to make sure that there's no discrimination there on those particular lots. But the lots that we found to be inaccessibly popular, we can just do the list and get it to you. And I guess his choices after today are just going to be tax commission if we do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so because we're in our last day of session today, it's part of the problem. So we're going to try to put
okay.
we can try to put together.
So,
go ahead.
I'm out of the deal I was supposed to be in all day today. Would it help if I come up there in a couple hours?
I don't think we're going to be here in a couple hours.
Oh. One or two more cases
okay.
is all we have.
We've got.
Just go with it. It'll be fine. If I even have to argue again next year, I will or something. I don't know.
Well, it dropped your overall value from what you had about $100,000 on all, if you take them all as a group. But
I don't have a problem with the value of the buildable lots being a little bit higher. I have a problem with the unbuildable lots being higher. And I also have a problem with the lots really still being at $500 because that are totally unbuildable just for the obvious reason that there's no value to that. But I get that there has to be a value to it. So I'm okay with it. Just go with it. Call it done. And I'll let you go home.
Well, I appreciate that. We'll make the mass motion. I just want to make sure you get it. If there's they have asked us to stay open. I don't know if I don't know what we're doing yet as far as whether we're adjourning, but we're going to be done here within probably the next 30 minutes because besides your properties, we have one other large group of properties, and that's we're pretty much done.
That's fine with mine. Just do it. I'm happy with it.
All right, Steve. Thank you for
what you're saying is good. Thank you.
Thank you
for
what you
did. Thank
you. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You're
back. All right. We're going to have to go through and assign values on each one of these, aren't we? Do we have a... I mean, we can do a mass motion.
A mass motion on the 500. To change the appraised value to 500.
On those...
With the BOE numbers. I think that one we can do. And then the others are going to stay the same.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is if we have a sheet with the BOE numbers... No matter what they are, whether they're the 500 or whatever, with the value.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And just have a. You have. She has one long sheet there. If we just put the values down, and say our motion is to accept the appraised value on exhibit C.
I mean, what's going to be your preference? Or we can.
You tell me. I just want to make
sure.
Or
do we need to take a break and transfer all this onto something that's?
Okay, we need to talk about the other one that we got to do today anyway, so that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, we're just going to take a recess. Is that what you want to do?
That's fine.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.